And now, the next speaker is on the telephone. Kimball, are you ready?
I am here, I believe.
Okay, can everyone hear? That's always a silly question, isn't it? Yes, in the back. Okay, so this is Kimball Race. Thank you, Kimball.
Thank you very much. I bring you greetings from sunny Phoenix, although when I started to view, the sun was not even up out here on that side. But as you note already, for people that don't know me, you have one more additional piece of information. From hearing my voice, you can know that I am male. But that name tag on the front of the box that I'm speaking from was just Kim Race. And if you know me, a lot of people see that I get Ms. Kim Race mail all the time. But of course, my folks looked at me and gave me a full name of Kimball William Brace. Now they thought that I'd go by William Brace, or that could be shortened to Bill Brace. But with these modern technologies, we get names switched around, and it could be Brace Kimball. Or with the way that people key punch, I get a lot of mail for Bruce Kimball, or in fact, Bruce Williams. So in short, you see that I'm probably the poster child for what problems you have with matching. I'm your own worst enemy. I could be 8 different people, and yet I am the same person. That's part of the problem that we're hearing this morning in listening to the presentations and the discussions. And it is the problem of matching and trying to get correct records attached to people. I was very much concerned in some of the numbers that came out. As most of you know, I've never met a number that I haven't loved, and I deal with numbers all the time. But I was concerned in the Social Security presentation and in Pete's presentation in terms of no matches being 44%. I think that is very high, and that is unfortunate. And a lot of what the current election systems are based off of are trying to make sure that we've got people and we know who people are. A lot of the discussion that took place this morning partly looked at and thought that your verification is taking place in a driver's license agency. That is the case in a lot of instances, but not all. The most recent study that we did for the Elections Assistance Commission did show that 86% of the registration records come to the counties from the motor vehicle department. But there's a falsity in that number. That number only reflects about 56% of the responses coming back. We don't know where the registrations are coming from and the other 44% of the records that we in the elections business deal with all the time. So we have more records coming back, not just from the motor vehicle department on that side. So, but I'm very much concerned in terms of the matching of only 44. You see in the AMDA presentation very much more information possible on that side. But I noted that in terms of what I'm hearing Walter presenting is that there's no real way of seeing what the other options are. For election administrators, we're basically detectives. We're trying to find out and figure out, is Bruce Kimball the same as William Brace? Is that possible? When you're dealing with typos and that sort of thing, that becomes a big, big problem in the names. But the date of birth in what we've seen and we've done work in is also a real significant problem.
many jurisdictions look at matching and say, well, maybe if we're one off, you know, is it 7 instead of 8 and somebody typing, that's possible. But you also need to take into account that you could be 22 off, and that deals with the year of somebody's age, and that's where they were born in 66, but it was typed in as 88. That's 22 years difference, and rather dramatic in terms of is Bruce Kimball the same as Ms. Kimbrace on that side. It's clear from the information that was presented that clearly a nine-digit or a full Social Security number is going to give you a lot better. I mean, going up to 87% is dramatic. And maybe we're at the stage that we need to be thinking in terms of sharing of the nine-digit zip only for matching purposes with appropriate safeguards. But clearly when the Congress was debating HAVA and putting into place this kind of information, there was a theory that we'd have an easy time of checking whether Bill Brace is the same as Bruce Kimball. But that's not the reality of where things are today. We do a lot of work with matching and matching of names and driver's licenses, and there are a lot of variations on the theme. But if you have the capability of looking at and investigating, then you can maybe narrow down the possibility. There was notes in the presentation this morning that people have the capability of typing in additional name variations or that sort of thing. I'm having a problem with knowing that I could be in there 8 different ways that somebody is going to type in my name 8 different ways to try to find me. I think we need to be looking at what alternative possibilities might there be coming back so that people could check and see, well, is this Bruce Kimball the same thing as William Brace? But I don't know, as I'm trying to see if I'm matching, whether or not what my possibilities are unless I see them in front of me. So I would certainly look towards the potential that there's a little bit more sharing of information in this process of matching, as well as the potential of getting to the nine-digit Social Security number and seeing what potential that is on that side. But certainly there's a lot of potential here, and I was most intrigued by our most immediate presentation from Garland in terms of the death certificates and the improvements that are being made there. Hopefully when I die, I'm dying in the right county at least, hopefully. So with that, those are some of my comments in terms of what I've heard this morning.
Thank you very much.